I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time once again for the business side. The city of Lexington is now under new management, if you will. New Mayor Linda Gorton delivered her first State of the City / County address, and she spent a good deal of it talking about growing the local economy.
Economic development will always be a top priority in City Hall. Our city's big dreams, investments we want to make, are fueled by economic growth. A growing economy and new jobs enable the city to afford quality of life investments, which in turn attract new companies that place a high premium on quality of life.
So I thought we might do a deeper dive on that with Tom Wilms. He's the editor of Business Lexington. Good day to you, Tom.
Good day, Alan.
All right, so she spent an awful lot of time talking about jobs, jobs, jobs.
That's as she put it, jobs, jobs, jobs. And you're right, she covered a lot of ground in her first State of the City speech, and a lot of it was geared towards economic development.
How is she going to get that done?
Well, she spoke big picture, I noticed, talked about how a thriving economy and jobs, new jobs, were critical in helping Lexington to grow and to afford the things that we like to have, and how that in turn, those quality of life investments help attract new companies and new jobs. And then she did break it down to speak about some specifics. She noted the city's workforce grants and the 400 people who've been trained so far through that program, and that program would continue to grow. And she also singled out Workforce Development Manager Elodie Dickinson and how she's been working with several of the larger companies in town and finding ways to help promote the city in their out-of-state recruitment efforts. I think you and I spoke about that a couple weeks ago in the first the Lexington Feels Like Home video that they recently put out.
So there are indications that could take a real foothold.
She mentioned tapping into all the available resources and community partners, and some of those larger companies being one, of course, the university, existing programs. So it sounds like she's really trying to make those connections and bring everybody to the table to work in that same direction.
And she's tying into something that her predecessor, Jim Gray, had talked about quite frequently, and we were seeing the fruits of it, is the MetroNet, the city's newest high-speed internet provider.
Yes, they're still working away. I believe we're getting closer and closer. And she did cite Lexington's impending status as becoming the nation's largest gigabit city, and how that will be important, and again, attracting high-tech business. And particularly with the land swap with UK and attracting businesses to locate near the Coldstream Research Campus and some of those opportunities that are opening up.
During her campaign, Mayor Gorton was one that was not for taking a look at expanding the urban service boundary. And her opponent, of course, Ronnie Baston, was. So is that not likely to be an issue for the next few years?
Well, Mayor Gorton did address that during her speech and spoke about a informed and measured approach to deciding to expand the urban services boundary or not, and mentioned wanting to form a citizen task force to help inform the city and the council on making those types of decisions, and also emphasize the importance of infill in helping Lexington to grow within its existing boundaries.
Okay, I keep going back to her predecessor, Jim Gray, who was obviously very pro-business. Are you seeing anything that would indicate that Mayor Gorton would take a different path when it comes to business development and growing the economy?
I didn't see anything that would indicate that. In fact, she expressly mentions that growing the economy and economic development are among her top priorities. So I foresee her continuing very much in that vein. And Lexington has, have our challenges. She did mention the budget being tight and with the uncertainty in Frankfurt and the rising pension cost in particular being challenging, and that she would address making some tough decisions about the budget, and that she would present those decisions to the public when she gives her first budget address to the City Council. That's on April 9th. But But otherwise, economic development and jobs and new businesses locating here are definitely among her top priorities.
Yeah, and you're seeing a lot of downtown development as well, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of that as the days, weeks, and months unfold.
A lot of projects are happening down there already. Folks can't help but notice the construction and the Civic Center and the park soon after that beginning to take shape. It's an exciting time for Lexington, for sure.
That is all the time that we have today for the Business Side. Our guest has been Tom Wilms. He's the editor of Business Lexington, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thanks so much, Alan.